You are listening to Governor's Radio, a DeWitt Clinton High School podcast.
In this podcast, students like you share how we manage school and life in the Bronx.
Mr. Villas, I have something fun to announce. I'm sorry, Mr. E already knows. You know I'm a producer now?
What? What? What are you producing now?
I'm producing for myself.
That's awesome.
I switched from being in dance and I'm in music production now. So I made like 2 beats yesterday.
She thinks she's so bad. That's low key my daughter.
Wait,
right now.
So Scott, can you come up with a beat for the episode?
That's true. You gotta come up with some fire beats.
Whatever. As long as you make like a beat that is kind of like chill, you know. But even if you go hard, it's okay. Like, we'll play it. Like, you are the artist,
Mr. E. Can we please tell Mr. Avila about my wonderful plan?
Which one? The cooking plans or the beat plans?
Yes,
or...
The cooking plan. I know. I have many plans. So I think that we should have like a dinner party type of thing. Because recently I've been cooking like recently a lot. And I just think that it would be a great idea for us to have a dinner party or something.
Like a potluck or something?
A virtual? No, just like a regular. Nah,
not even. Or like a virtual, we just all.
Yeah, like a virtual, we all cook something.
Oh, yeah, we do like a mukbang. We can call it the mukbang.
I'm eating so healthy.
That would be so nice.
I'm just going to say that I'm going to exclude myself from it because, for one, I can't cook. Two, I am on it.
Yeah, I'm on a diet too. Nobody want to see me eat a salad.
Salads are great for audio content. What do you mean? Like people that crunch? That's what the audience wants.
ASMR.
I don't want
ASMR. Yeah.
You want to hear people eat? I ain't gonna lie. That's disgusting.
I like it. I won't lie. I do like it. I like ASMR eating. Clementina, where what are you up to today? Clementina, you're muted.
She ain't that smart.
I'm not really doing it. First of all, I wasn't speaking yet. I was unmuting myself. And I have to finish my AP bio project. That's mainly.
For this weekend?
That's due today?
It's due Sunday.
What are you doing it on? Or is it like a specific project?
It's on meiosis.
Ah, meiosis. I'm not even going to front like I know what that is.
I missed that. Biosis. Isn't it about like the chromosomes and stuff?
No, it's not.
Partially. Yes, it is.
Can I tell you guys what meiosis is?
Oh gosh.
It's an infection in your toes, between the toes. It's meiosis. I had a bad
now that's mitosis.
Oh my, no, that
I'm
is
kidding.
Something.
I'm kidding.
Oh, mitosis. Look at the comedian.
Wait, are we getting canceled by the school?
I'm gonna be the next AP.
I can't tell if you're serious or not.
It's mitosis. No, it is. It's a fungal. It's a fungal infection between the metatarsals.
So see, I googled this. Says excessive constriction of the pupil of the eye. I
told you, it's close enough.
Your toes and your eyes are not close.
It depends. You want to see me walking? You know what I'm saying? Depends. Stop it. Leave me alone. I'm sorry.
Oh wow, look, Sky just said I made honey teriyaki chicken tenders with rice last week. Oh, Sky is
that's why we were kind of bringing up food. Sky, can you tell them what you made for the last 2 days for breakfast? And she does
right.
Yes.
So a few days ago I made French toast rolled up with Nutella inside and coated in cinnamon sugar. Then I made French toast waffles. And I think that's all I made. I'm not sure. I can't remember. And today I made French toast stick.
Can I come over, please, Sky?
Yeah.
Can you feed me?
I'll come.
Nutella alone.
No, I don't wake up early. I do this during fourth period.
Okay, we're deleting that. We have to delete that one.
We're going to fight. Shakia, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? And do you like chocolate?
Well, I already bought myself a gift.
Nice. Self-love.
I'm gonna be eating chocolate and sleeping in my bed.
Awesome. That's awesome. I like that. What are the plans? What else do you guys have planned? Anyone have anything planned for Valentine's Day? Because it is coming, right?
Misty, I will stay in the house.
That's good.
I ordered myself some nice clothes. I'm not going to be putting on the clothes, but I ordered them.
All right. That's cool. Self-love. And Mr. Aviles always preaches that. You have to have a lot of self-love to make sure that unless you're not good, how are you going to be good to someone else if you're not right with them? I like it. Yeah. I agree.
It's just a normal Sunday for me. I'm probably just going to go to sleep too.
The fact that you know it's Sunday.
I'm bad.
But we don't have school the day after, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I looked it up because even though high schools are off, I have college now and we do have classes still. So I was hoping it was going to fall on that day so I'd be preoccupied. But it's on a Sunday and I'm stuck with my family.
We don't have school Monday?
No, next Monday.
Wait, nope. Why?
Little Ramesses.
When it starts Friday, next week Friday, we have a week off and then we come back to school the 22nd.
Wait, we have a week off?
Oh yeah. My God.
Sam. Where you been?
Oh my God, Sam. I can't believe this little kid. She's
This is why Governor's Radio can't miss any more days, because we also need it for people to remember.
Yes, kiddo. We have a week off starting, what is it? Next, the 15th, right? No, yeah. I'm bugging. Starting Friday. What's Friday?
Yeah, starting Friday the 12th. Yeah. It's the 12th.
The 12th until the whatever.
Next week, we only have 4 days of school.
And we just got off a break, too. But that's in December.
I have never heard of this.
Have you not been in school?
It's midwinter.
We've always had midwinter break. Always.
I didn't get the point of it. But
okay, so if you want, come in. If you want, you can come.
No, I'm good.
I don't care, but it just never makes sense. Winter break, midwinter break. We should have a mid-spring too.
We do have a spring break. Oh my God.
Spring break too.
No, I'm saying like how we have two winter breaks, we should have two spring breaks.
No. Because I think the first winter break needs to be done because like so many people have holidays that like you can't get away from that. And this one is more like it's cold. And like people are not getting enough sun, so like you kind of have to have it.
You know what I was thinking this year, Selena? Maybe just some groundbreaking. Let's do a summer break this year. What do you think?
I wish spring break was on my birthday because usually it is. My birthday is April 10th, and spring break starts April 9th, usually. And now they pushed it up like early. Like, what are you doing?
You know what? Not for nothing, but it's true. Look, it's been wild, exciting. We had no agenda, no anything, and this has been fun. OD fun.
Yeah. Okay, I just thought of a question for everybody.
What's up?
What is something that is bringing you joy right now in your life? What is like something that you like gets you happy, gets you pumped? Did you read that? Did y'all read that?
Oh my God, I put that.
Everyone's in the chat. Selena.
But let's not even drop it
like that. Wait a minute.
Who is this blue thing?
Because usually it's always a couple people a year. Because usually don't be working out. But it'd be fun though, because it's like, I don't.
It's just the beginning of the year. You never know. Wait.
Where did you meet this boo thing?
I knew him since like last year, March.
School or I don't want to put you on blast, but like internet.
I don't know, like social media. I was on somebody live, and then from there, I just added like somebody from it, and then.
That is pretty dope. And how? So you guys been talking for a year?
Or? No, we're friends. I was dubbing him for like basically like 10 months.
Oh my gosh. Well, good friend. Who else got any boo things or anything? What else is exciting?
Well, me personally, I have a few things that's exciting right now.
Yes.
My clothes coming in. My cooking going up, like in skill. Yeah, that's pretty exciting to me. Next thing would be me being a music production now. That was really exciting to me every day. I'd be happy to go to that class. And the last thing, I'm going to say a boo thing, but I would say a boo thing. But you're not.
All right. All right. Shout out to you. And shout out to change in general, right? Change is exciting in general. I think changing it up sometimes, or, you know, even if it's a passion, from a passion to another passion, you know, change is good. Change is dope. Sam, what do you think, kid? What's been exciting for you?
Damn, you just had a call on me.
Of course.
So, no, but I've been baking, I can say. I tried to make muffins last month, and let me tell you, I am never doing that again, okay? It's the worst thing that ever happened.
What did you try to make?
Macaroon.
I was a pastry chef, but it's not that it's like...
Wait, we're not going to skip over that. Stop right there. Did you just say you were a pastry chef?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No.
Wait, what?
I know, right?
When I was in New Orleans, I basically was an admin assistant at the school. And during the evening, for like a year, I did this for a year, I would basically work. I actually worked at a restaurant, but then I was doing my thing at this coffee shop. I basically had to make these like elaborate pastries. And I would like be, I basically slept nothing that year. But I've also done a couple weddings and stuff, like wedding cakes and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, you're a pastry chef. Oh, you do this.
I don't do it anymore. It's honestly a really hard life. But I did try to go to a pastry school, and I didn't survive long because I didn't like it. It was like really expensive, and I felt like they were not teaching me anything. So like I was like, I'm not doing this. It was a bad school, anyways. But yeah, one of the things about baking is that you need to always follow a recipe exact. And with macarons, I think you need a thermometer. Or, you know, it depends. It really depends, Samantha. It's also something that you get better at.
A thermometer?
Yeah.
Like why? Like Mac?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, mister. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What are you guys talking about? Because I pictured like a macaroon getting sick and you have to take its temperature. What are you guys talking about?
It's food thermometers. So you have to make sure that the right temperature and stuff.
Yeah.
The oven, like, you know those thermometers they use like now when every time you go into a store, like they point it at you? I have one of those to point at in the oven because sometimes ovens lie to you and say that it's a diff temperature, but it's actually...
I learned the hard way.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
the thing is, the ovens need to be calibrated, Mr. Arazo, and a lot of the times, like, landlords never calibrate them, or just the stoves are so old, they kind of have their own temperature. So it's kind of tricky. So, like, something like a macaron is so delicate, and it has to bake at a specific temperature. So, like, a lot of the times, baking is really about controlling the variables. So, yeah, it's something that you get better at, though, Samantha. Your first macarons are supposed to be bad. So.
They look like little cookie burgers. What is exactly a macaron? What is it?
Can I say?
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so it's like a lightweight French cookie on the top and bottom. And then the inside is like a cream filling. It's not really heavy, light.
A macaroon is categorized as a cookie?
Yes. It's basically a cookie that's made with meringue, which is egg white and sugar.
That's what I was asking. That's
and then it's basically three ingredients: sugar, egg white, and almond flour.
Okay.
Yeah.
I seen some in Walmart, but I'm like, why is Walmart selling this? Would it even be good? But I'm
right. It's like a bougie cookie, right? It's a bougie cookie, right? Like a macaron should be like a bougie cookie.
It can be. I think they're hard to make, so they usually like one cookie is like $3.
Oh my god.
Yeah. $3-$5 depending on where you go. One place that's popular and they have them in New York City is La Durée. I don't know if you guys heard of it. They have different locations in the city. And it's like the classic they were like popularized by this French pastry place. Anyways, I'm a pastry nerd, so.
Wait, you know what's crazy? I'm planning on making beignets soon. So like tomorrow or something. So,
what's that?
Beignets.
What's that?
You know, like in The Princess of the Frog, when Tiana was making the things.
You never been to New Orleans, Matilda?
Yes.
No, I don't leave New York, man. I'm the worst.
You would love New Orleans, first of all. But
somebody actually said that to me, which is, I don't even know what that means. Is that a good thing?
It's just like, to me, it's like one of the, I feel like everybody that has lived in the U.S. should go to New Orleans. It's like one of the great American cities.
Like during Mardi Gras or just in general?
Just in general. It's like a great place to eat and like, there's a, like a lot of history and it's like a pretty cute little place. Anyway, I lived there 5 years, so for me, I really like it.
You know what? There's another question. Guys, if you can go anywhere in the world right now, where would you go? Let's start off with Clementina. Going through the same route.
Santorini, Greece.
Where?
Santorini, Greece.
Oh, beautiful. Why there?
No, I just looked at it like a couple years ago and it was like, it's so pretty. And I want to go there one day. I actually planned on going there before college, but you know, COVID.
That's the bucket list. All right. It is a beautiful place. Selena, one place, where would you go and why?
I don't know. Somewhere where you don't have to use a lot of money, because there's places where.
No, money's not an option. Money's not an issue.
Let me see. I would just say Jamaica or like Greece or something. It was actually somebody else's dream vacation, and I looked it up and it was very beautiful. So I'm like,
it's like the Caribbean, with like that blue, that real blue water, right?
Oh, that's in the States. I mean, still very, very, like, it's far away.
Nice. Felici, where would you go and why?
Maldives.
Oh my gosh.
I've always wanted to go there. I have this, if you've seen the movie Up, you would know what an adventure book is. So I have that, and it's on one of the first few pages right here, Maldives. But it's like really expensive, and the nearest to that is Bora Bora.
Yep.
And I'm hoping to go there soon because my girlfriend has modeling over there and she could bring someone else. So, yeah.
That's amazing. First of all, the first 15 minutes of Up is the saddest beginning of any movie ever. Very, very sad. And I think they have a hotel that's like underwater, right? Isn't it like an underwater hotel or something? That looks amazing. I think it's like $5,000 a night. It's like ridiculous, but it's beautiful.
Very, you guess it for free though. So I'm good. I'm not gonna spend a dollar.
That's pretty dope. Sam, where would you go?
I was hoping to skip over me. Sam. I honestly, I don't know. Like, I haven't thought about it really.
Anywhere. What's the first thing that comes to mind then? You don't even have to think about it. First thing that comes to mind.
France.
Okay.
Yeah.
France is beautiful. France is definitely beautiful. Who else? Milano. I think Milano started it off. Where would you go?
Honestly, if it has to be right now, I would probably go to Atlanta.
You said you like love Atlanta because you want to go to school in Atlanta too, right?
Once I go there, I'm not coming back.
she always, Miss Avila, she always mentions this.
Yeah,
class.
I don't think you would like Atlanta, Scott. I can see you, Milano, liking it. It's a really pretty city.
Yeah. I actually been to Atlanta. Atlanta is very, very amazing, and the chicken waffles. What's up?
They have really, really nice food there.
Yeah, the food is dumb good. It's really, really good in Atlanta. Atlanta is dope. Shaq, Shaquille.
Like a month there. I come back looking totally different. Cause the food, like,
is good, right?
Shaq, Shaquille, where would you go and why?
I guess I would go to this place in it's called Blue Lagoon. I'm gonna just type it and then can someone say it for me, because apparently I can't talk now.
Blue Lagoon?
Yeah, it's in Iceland, and I feel like it looks really pretty. I don't know why I can't speak now, but yeah.
No, that's nice, man. And they say, it's weird. Greenland is icy and Iceland is green.
Wouldn't they do that so that when the Vikings came, they wouldn't take over the land? Oh,
I was
going to
say that.
Look at these little geniuses out here.
I was going to say that.
Iceland, they would not want people to go where the place is actually good. And Greenland, they did it so when people go there, they would die.
Yeah.
And in Greece, you know what's pretty dope too? In Greece, have you ever noticed that those areas in Greece that Clementina was talking about? So if you guys notice, it's the tops, everything was like made in white. It was so that when invaders came in, it would look like clouds, like the buildings. So like when they were high in the mountains, they would paint the houses white, or like the places white, so that when invaders would come in, it would look like clouds. Pretty cool.
How about you, Mr. Raza?
Oh, I probably would go to Orchard Beach. Have you guys heard of it? It's really nice.
It's in New York. What?
Wait, is it? No, it's not City Island. It's beautiful.
It's not that far. We went there for with RCC to do the cancer walk last year.
I'm gonna get my do we need a passport, or can I just, how does that work?
You can take the bus.
Mr. E. No, spell it out, because you have to be thinking of something else.
Nah, So probably Bora Bora, I think, is amazing. I think it's beautiful. And there's a place, it's called, is it Jade Mountain? And it's in the Caribbean. And it looks like, since I don't like right now, I don't have it for like to go to like Southeast Asia, which is probably like the one, like the most beautiful areas in like in the world. It looks very similar. It mirrors it as far as like water and as far as like just the way the mountains look. It looks beautiful. If anyone like look it up, Jade, I think it's Jade Mountain in the Caribbean. It's beautiful. I want to say St. Lucia. I forget exactly where it's at, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, you're right. It overlooks the Caribbean Sea.
Yes, it's. Yeah, did you see it? Isn't it? Put it in the chat if you can. It's beautiful, and that looks kind of like maybe something that I could do, like not in the distant future, like close. Mr. Avilas, where would you go?
I would go to Brazil, and I would want to stay there for like a year.
Really?
Yeah. I learned Portuguese when I was in college, but I never got to visit Brazil, and I feel like Portuguese, I'm a different person, and I like speaking it, so I love Brazilian people. I really think they're really fun and funny, and I just want to be able to,
like, I went to camp and my grandmother, like, she was Brazilian, and she was really nice, and like the songs are nice, and then I added her on social media, and like all this stuff there, like, it was really nice. And she also told us, like, you know, when a fire happened, you know, she was really sad and stuff. So
I guess you kind of answered the question. I was gonna say this. So then why not Portugal as opposed to Brazil?
Well, I would also like to go to Portugal. I think for me, Brazil first, because like, I feel like I've never gone to another country in Latin America. And I don't know, something about Brazil, something that it just looks like it has a lot of different, like, geographically is really diverse. There's like deserts, there's like,
right,
temperate regions, tropical regions, there's beaches. It has a lot of things to visit. So, Clementina, what happened? You look like so shocked.
What happened with Clementina? I didn't see.
She's just like, she's putting her hand like,
oh, I was looking at Jade Mountain and like all the length of Fuji sent.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's so pretty.
Oh,
it's crazy. You guys see the hotel? It's nuts. It is really nuts.
They have a feature where you can post your wedding there. And it was like, it just looks so pretty.
Oh, it's, yeah, God. It was crazy. It was, and that's the thing too. It's not too far. Like, I'm not a big fan of being on planes like that either. So like, I feel like I could take that. I mean, I think it might be like a 3 to 4 hour ride, or maybe about 3 hours. So it's not too far on top of that. And it's amazing. It's just pricey, but I feel like I could probably do that like later in life.
Mister, it's cheaper than Kalahari.
No, it's not. Not the PA. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Look, you're look at their, look at the, when you go to, hold on, like packages and stuff, compare it to going to Kalahari. It's expensive.
Isn't it crazy? It's like, how dope is it? Can everyone click on it? Can everyone click on it and just look? Yo, look at your room. Like, look at it. For anyone that's listening to the podcast that's not on the chat right now, you guys got to go to, what is it? JadeMountain.com. JadeMountain.com, and just look. It is in St. Lucia.
Just like the infinity pools. Yeah, they're pretty.
Yo, it is wild. Look. When we go all back into the building, we just know each other by like these pictures and like through these videos. It's gonna be weird. You're gonna be like, oh, that's what you look like in person.
It's gonna be weird too. Yeah, it's Arazo. I have so many things I have never seen. Like, really?
Well, the children.
This children.
Wait, but I saw, like, people, they could say they've never seen me a day in their life, but I hugged them before in school. And they're like, oh, I don't remember you. Like,
what? Are you, like, a random serial hugger? Why would you be hugging random people?
And no, not like, no, like, we'll be having conversations and stuff. You know, some people just forget about people.
Oh, true. Okay. Yeah.
I guess. Well, right now, remember, everyone's, right now, I guess, everyone's going through stuff now, I guess, but.
Before we go, one last question. I just thought about something. What are we eating tonight? What is on the menu? Because Sky just said she's hungry.
I got me some spicy noodles.
Ooh.
Wait, I want to try spicy noodles again, but it's like, it takes the, well, how can I enjoy noodles if it's really spicy?
What I do is, I don't put the whole pack of spice in it. I will put like half or a little more than half. So it's spicy, but you still like can taste the flavor. And then I just save the other pack for next time.
I tried it was just a regular noodle. They had like a curry one too, but it was also, I put egg in mine too. When I tell you, it was spicy. It was spicy, and then I rubbed my finger on my eye. Oh my god!
My bad, Shaq. You don't deal with spice. I'm sorry, Selena. You don't deal with spice, Shaq.
Nah, I do. I'm just saying for me. Like I guess, like when I tried it before, it wasn't super. I mean, it is super spicy, but like it's not anything that I couldn't handle.
Okay, no, I was saying I bought. Oh, Mr. Aviles knows her. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, so I bought Angie the 2x spicy ones because she told me to, and she was. She was like, she was dying, man. She drank a whole gallon of milk. It was so spicy. Like,
that's true, right? The milk doesn't milk like supposed to kill the spice?
It
helps.
Oh well, it didn't help for her. 2x spicy is just not the way.
The thing is, people forget it's that you can get a stomach ache too.
I'm having ceviche, not spicy, but a spicy story real quick. There was a mice of work in a bank in New York, one of my first jobs. I was like 19, 20. And I had this super, super, super big crush on like this, she was like kind of, I guess, the manager from this other department. And she brought a Scotch bonnet pepper. I don't know if you guys know what a Scotch bonnet pepper is. Does anyone
know?
Those
are mad spicy.
Yeah. Yo. So she had it and she walked by and she was like, oh, this is a Scotch bonnet pepper. I don't suggest you eat it because it's really hot. And me trying to be like the tough guy to show off. I was like, yo, give me. So I take it. And I took a bite of more than half of the pepper. Mind you, to make a whole spicy rice, you just get like a slither of a Scotch bonnet pepper can spice up the whole rice. I took a bite of half of the pepper. Yo, I have never in my life felt like there was lava on my tongue. I started crying, like, tearing. I was tearing out of my ears. I don't know how that happens, but I did. It was crazy. No, it's crazy, Shaq. Scotch bonnet pepper. I don't know. And Milano says that she had it. You had it before?
I didn't have it. I just know the myths and the tales of it. Not the myths, but the tales of it.
Crazy. Crazy. Like,
tonight, TikTok's about to be my best friend in what I'm cooking, because I don't know what I want to make, but I want to make something, so.
Alright, y'all. Later, guys.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, Shaquille. Bye, Samantha. Bye, Comadina.
Special thanks to our student podcast host, Hakeem, Clementina, Carmen, Jania, Felici, Selena, and Shaquille. This episode is produced by Christian Aviles, Spanish teacher at Clan, Rafael Arazo, history teacher.
Thank you and see you next week.